again, we're coming into our halfway through our third year. It's still early in our third year. And we haven't been wrong about a fucking thing. So wake up, Little Susie. Little Everly Brothers. Produced by the late, great Chet Atkins. And we love our intel on here. We love our music. And they go hand in hand. They help soften the blow a little bit. Or sometimes they help drive the point home. What do we got left? Well, just for the hell of it, we expanded on our montage here. Our Liars montage. So you can apply this to any quote-unquote new pandemic that pops up. Let's just play it to remind you. We're so proud that we keep adding on to this. And don't believe me, they put it in their own words. Let's go to the videotape.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot. What we have seen so far does not guarantee that's the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to know in the next several weeks that just not only how transmissible the disease is, but how extensive it is, how dangerous it is, and what damage it does. And most importantly, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters we're trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that judgment.
Few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But, you know, we can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal. For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And, well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Don't worry about it. It's all under control because this guy's running the show. I mean, doesn't this just emit and spew confidence in the current situation? I have to play it because it sets up a better clip from Cannonball Run. Any excuse I can use to play a good Cannonball Run clip, I will. Let's go to the videotape. Scary. This guy's overseas now. He's in Japan. He's been in Korea, South Korea, and fucking thing. The good news is he wasn't home this weekend to screw up things around here. Everybody was rejoicing and no planes buzzing the neighborhood. Easy travel through his hometown of Delaware. No minions cruising around. No dopey Secret Service, etc. So let's go to the videotape. Biden mumbling.
President Nisto, you are, and Prime Minister Anderson, you're, it's a great honor to have both of you here at the White House. I welcome Sweden and Finland. Let no one make a mistake. The meaning of this historic day. That's how it works when leaders derive their power from the consent of the government, from the consent of the governed.
Still on ice. I don't think he's a buffing either.
Nah, don't you worry, son. I'm gonna lose him right up here at the motel.
Hey, I remember. there's a spot. There's a spot right in back. And it's a perfect spot to hide.
All right, wonderful.
Take a left.
Oh, hell.
Left. Take a left.
Left.
I can't see shit, can you?
No problem, sir. No problem.
Than hiding that bag.
I know. But the only problem we got now is we have to go and retune it. All right? Yeah. Let's go get a beer first.
Yeah, let's go get a beer.
That just spells confidence, doesn't it? Confidence that we're all going to get screwed. It's pretty much. Got a bad moon rising. Headline, Belgium begins monkeypox quarantines. And Biden, as you heard, warns everybody should be concerned. That was a quote he said. Now, why Belgium? You might ask, why Belgium? There's been 3 confirmed cases, supposedly, in Belgium. There's about 12 million people in Belgium, 12 million people. It's about the same size, population-wise, as Pennsylvania. But, you know, we talk about the first domino to fall on many of these things. Whether internationally it's Israel or different places domestically, it's New York and California. It's very calculated. Well, they're in Davos meeting in the European Union now on this today, on many different things, trying to steal the fucking sovereignty from your country. What politicians in the U.S. sit around and play grab at. Let the World Health Organization take over. Pandemics. Oh, they're going to fucking have one right away. I mean, Jesus. What are the chances? And if you know anything about Belgium, it's the capital and the headquarters of the EU and NATO. There you go. Seems like a pretty good domino if you can get that thing to topple first. And here we are. Belgium has become the first country to introduce a mandatory 21-day monkeypox quarantine. There's 3 cases in the fucking country out of 12 million, and they're going to shut this bitch down. The infections were all linked to a festival in the port city of Antwerp. According to the corrupt Daily Mail, as Belgium is now one of 14 countries to consider outbreaks of the viral disease. What does VM say? This is just a rerun. It's a repeat. I call it a shampoo bottle. You look on the back, it says rinse and repeat. Biden, in the clip says, I'm receiving regular updates. And when's the vaccine coming out? Jesus. We'll go with a little theme from Shaft. They'll give me opportunity to speak a little bit to you. This is the extended theme. And don't think that you're not being Shaft. Ted, you certainly are. We all are. Before I forget, we'll have some video clips at the end of the show. Some really stunning shit happening in D.C. This bird brain bitch. We had one hell of a lineup of bird brain bitches, actually. We had AOC. We had the dopey vice president. And this idiot spokestramp. What a racist POS. Okay. Oh, how can you say that, Payne? She's black. Oh, wait till you hear. And we got a montage of her earlier statements when she was a guest on different media shows. And now she's going to unite the fucking, you know, unite the country. Someone who all they talk about is racism. It doesn't take a genius to figure out where they come down on racism. Let's just start calling things the way they are, instead of dancing around fucking things with soft shoe and jazz hands and all this bullshit. We're just going to call it like it is. You can make up your own mind. My take on it is that she's racist against Whitey. All she talks about is racism this, racism that. Fuck's sake, is that how you see life? through that prism? Jesus, I feel sorry for you. That's at the end of the show. Biden's interior secretary. I mean, some of this stuff. I mean, this woman is a Native American. A Native American working for the Biden administration. Why would any Native American work for the U.S. government after what they've done to you? Why would you carry the water for these guys? I mean, it's unbelievable. She's just another puppet. She's just another fucking puppet. You know, and it's funny. We know some folks from different pueblos in New Mexico. And I spent a lot of time out and around the Jemez Pueblo and the Zuni Pueblo back in the day. My buddy Callahan lived out in New Mexico. He knew everybody. Back then, they had the federal agents on these. I still think they do, on the reservations. And so everybody knew everybody. It's stunning. Well, my point here is a lot of these pueblos and reservations, they have these leaders, these community leaders, and the folks in these places living on the reservation, many who live in squalor, it's no different than you and I, the have-nots. The haves, when it comes to the reservations, et cetera, are the elders, are the, you know, the politicians, the folks who interact with the federal government, et cetera. They're the folks who have things. They drive nice cars. They wear nice clothes. Many of them don't even live on the reservation. They live off the reservation. These people are happy to deceive the people on the reservation and keep them down, just like the Al Sharpton model, etc., with all under the auspices that they're fighting for the Native Americans. They certainly are not fighting for them. They want to keep them in the dark. Keep them down. Keep them voting to keep these community leaders in power. They enrich themselves. How's it any different from what Congress does with us in the Senate, with the masses? It's the same fucking thing. You see it all the time. But these community leaders tell Native Americans to trust the white man. Take the white man's medicine. Take the white man's needle. They will do that. Put on the white man's mask. We saw that for ourselves in Gallup, New Mexico. People were paralyzed with fear walking around in Gallup with masks on. Gallup is heavy, heavy Native American, as is much of different parts of New Mexico. We were there ourselves. We're on a trek across the country. We spent a lot of time in New Mexico. Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Gallup, all through the state, twice. So, and it was stunning to me at the time that these folks would listen to the government. Trust the government? What it says about COVID? Oh, well, they're not trusting the government. They're trusting their community leaders. See, I learned this when I grew up in Section 8 housing. These fucking pimps, white and black community leaders, would come around and sell you a bunch of fucking lies, promise you the moon, and the only people getting anything out of it were them. That money never reached the street. They just lied to you. They just wanted your vote, wanted to placate you, etc. It's one of the oldest grips in the book. Oh, but don't feel sorry for the Native Americans, because you're in the same boat. You're just not Native American. You don't live on a reservation. But you kind of do. The slavery reservation. You're a tax slave. You're a debt slave. They want you to be a chemical slave. Now they want you to be a slave to any time they fire up the fear bus. So you're on your own reservation of sorts. Don't think that you're better or above the folks living on the Native American reservations. We're all fucked. That's the point. Try to get beyond this stuff. The UK officials in the healthcare industry have warned that the UK faces a significant rise in infections of monkeypox, of all fucking things. And the government's response is critical to containing the spread. Oh, how much money do you want? How much money do you need? And where's that money going to go to? Oh, to the big pharma folks. And it gets kicked back to guys like Fauci, et cetera. You don't think Fauci's invested in this? You don't think Gates is invested in this? Are you kidding me? My God. Dr. Susan Hopkins, another liar, chief medical advisor to the UK Health Security Agency, warned that monkeypox is spreading through the community transmission in the UK with more cases being detected daily. Rinse and repeat, just like VM said. 11 people in Britain have tested positive for the virus, taking the total to 20. This is the bread and butter of the media right here, the Daily Mail. The case includes a British child currently in critical condition at the London hospital. Tugging on your heartstrings. What about the fucking kids who are gunned down in Chicago every weekend? What about them? They get any coverage in the Daily Mail? No. This is going to be a dangerous week. Song is this? I gotta be careful. Some of these rap songs they drop some bad words. Not that I don't think we could get in trouble from it, but we don't need to distract from from the message. We'll skip that. Snoop Dogg. What's this doing in the playlist? I don't know. Layla, how about this? The Animals, Don't Bring Me Down. That seems more appropriate. There's going to be more diagnosis over the week, said Dr. Claire. Do snap. A lot of us are going to do snap, all right? They do anything more, we're all going to snap. President of the British Association for Sexual Health and HIV. I bet you she's fun at the Christmas party. How many people is hard to say. What worries me the most is there are infections across Europe, so this has already spread. How the fuck does this spread? In like a couple weeks, to dovetail perfectly with what's going on in Davos. You notice this has just spread, and then it also spread in the media? Just perfectly. Perfect setup. A good detective would say, this is bullshit, what they're doing. Now, are people sick? Yeah, I guess if you want them, and you want something to spread, you could have it spread. Just ask Fauci and Collins from the NIH. You cook something up, you release it. But just think, where has this been before? Let's say since VM, we talked about it. They were talking about it in the 1980s, late 80s. So why hasn't it spread before now again? All over the world, just when they need it. The pictures around, people are like, fuck, that's some scary shit. Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. I laugh anyhow because how do we actually know? It's such a rare viral infection. How do we actually know that anybody has it? How do we know it? We're listening to these guys, remember? I got to play it again.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot. What we have seen so far does not guarantee that's the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to know in the next several weeks that just not only how transmissible the disease is, but how extensive it is, how dangerous it is, and what damage it does, and most importantly, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters we're trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that judgment.
Few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But, you know, we can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal. For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And, well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
You're going to believe these guys? Let me tell you something about this. We did some homework on this. Monkeypox originates in tropical areas of West and Central Africa. How does it start fucking leapfrogging other countries between Africa and the UK and these other places? If it was a true outbreak, wouldn't everybody have cases of it, like instantly? No. It's following the same pattern of CoronaCon. It went from China, it spread throughout Europe, and then it came over here. You understand? This is how they work things out. They see how they play in Europe. I've said this before. They want to see how things play out in the UK. The UK is like the breeding ground. They say, oh, it's really bad over here in the UK. Even this doctor is saying it's going to be bad, but she doesn't have any proof that it's going to be bad. She has no proof there's going to be numbers. She just knows it's going to be fucking bad. Just dropping bombs on your ass. Police style. Talk about British bombs. If it's rare and it's West Africa, wouldn't we see it just start to spread out all through that portion and work its way up to Europe? I mean, it's not like the folks in West Africa are hopping a fucking first-class flight to the UK. I'm just curious. Wouldn't we see a more organic spread? Or it just shows up in Brussels, it shows up in London. It's just very nice of this rare viral infection to only spread in key scamdemic cities. Something you think of. It's transmitted by very close contact with an infected person, including sexual intercourse. Symptoms are usually mild. Let me repeat. They're usually mild. And most patients recover within a few weeks without any treatment. Well, you wouldn't know that by looking at the pictures and the videos and the fucking fear bus. Around 1% of those people who contract the current strain will die. This is a rerun, folks. It's a rerun. So you have something else where the symptoms are usually mild and most patients recover without any treatment. While 1% die. How many folks died from COVID? It was 0.01, 0.02, whatever it was. How do you know if you actually have it? That's my. How do we know anybody has it? We don't. We can't take these people's word at their. And then at the same time, you don't want to discount it. I mean, fuck, you might have some symptoms. You could have something. See, here's the whole thing. Why would you ever believe these people again? I told this on here a number of times. There's going to come a time when there may be something that's legitimate and no one's going to fucking believe it. And that could also be part of the play. Is that what's going to happen in this case? I don't know. I think they have a lot of these things stored up. Marie was going to be looking into what other simulations they've had since this. Perhaps we can get a glimpse into what else they have planned. But don't think this hasn't been planned. I mean, look at the demographics of it. It doesn't even make sense, like I said. Not the demographics, the geographics. When you look at the geography, I'm losing my mind. It doesn't even make sense. Of course, they bank on the fact that smart people won't drill holes into this scheme. And it doesn't even matter if they do. They just lie their way out of it anyhow. Walking the dog by the trogs. They're walking the same old dog on the same old path. Oh, by the way, we've done some research. Nobody so far has died from this so-called viral outbreak. It's funny, though. A guy like Gates was talking about smallpox, smallpox vaccines, and talking about these things. But keep an eye on the next one. How the fuck would you know that there's a next one? Oh, because it's a script. Klaus Schwab pledges the world can find salvation at Davos 2022. Famine, floods, pestilence, drought, plague, war, and rumors of war. And that's just the Joe Biden administration. These are the key issues facing the world today. And the invitation-only World Economic Forum starts today in Davos. Is just the place to find the answers provided by the select Globus elites. Founder Klaus Schwab said, the return of war, epidemics, and the climate crisis, all those disruptive forces have derailed the global recovery. I'm German, so I can make fun of these guys. Schwab, the forum's executive chairman, told journalists in an almost biblical prognostication ahead of the convention start on yesterday. The issues must be confronted in Davos, and the global food crisis in particular needs our immediate attention. Everybody up against the wall. The return of a 2,500-strong in-person gathering after the coronavirus pandemic comes as the world struggles to meet the challenge presented by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yes, all of our problems started when that happened, when the planned and scripted invasion of Ukraine happened. Zelensky, who's really afraid for his life, he's doing talk shows, dance fucking videos, and high heels, leather pants. A real fucking war hero. 2,500 idiots descend on Davos in private planes and preach to us about fucking green energy and carbon footprint, our carbon footprint, which amounts to fucking nothing. Theirs is massive, but this is the way of the world. Better fucking figure it out fast. All you have to do is come down to trust the WEF and its leader, Z-Maniac. And then you have to implement the correct outcomes per ZWEF, and you're good to go. You know, it's funny. The New York Times was there covering this. Of course, they were invited as a participant, not as the media. See, we need Z Media if we want to fool Z people. More than 50 heads of state and government officials are in attendance today, including NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission. All will be flying in for a week at the luxury ski resort before flying home again, just as they've done in the past. Thank God that they're worried about their carbon footprint. The only footprint they're worried about is the one they leave on your neck. Or multiple footprints.